I'm David Martin Davies, and coming up on The Source, trauma that happened to us in childhood has a lasting impact on us in adulthood. Even terrible events experienced as an infant shapes us throughout our lives and can increase our chances of developing addictions, antisocial behavior, and self-sabotage. But it is possible to heal and overcome. This is a community conversation. We want to hear from you. Call in at 833-877-8255. That's what's coming up on The Source, but first, this news.
Support for The Source podcast comes from UT Health San Antonio, South Texas' largest academic research institution, where what is discovered in its labs translates into life-changing patient care. More at uthealthsa.org.
Partisan politics and news sources are everywhere, but not on TPR. We are an independent, local, nonprofit radio station. With federal support for public media gone, your contribution is more important than ever. We're proud to be here for you, and today, we need you to be here for us. Support the meaningful programming you count on. Make your year-end gift at tpr.org. Thank you for your support.
Live from the John L. Santico studio in downtown San Antonio, this is The Source from Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. Hurt people hurt people. It's a truism frequently shared in social work. It capsulizes the issue that trauma that people have suffered doesn't just go away. You just don't get over it. It can act like a virus, and it can spread to other people and hurt them and continue the cycle of hurt. And that childhood trauma continues to shape the lives of people, making it more likely that they will develop antisocial behaviors, drug addiction, self-sabotage, have unstable lives and relationships. Michael J. Menard writes about that in his new book, Greater Than Gravity, How Childhood Trauma is Pulling Down Humanity. In the book, he says 889 Americans die from causes directly linked from severe childhood trauma every day. 889 Americans every day die from childhood trauma-related causes. I think this is extremely important, something that we need to talk about. We need to share with each other and develop a sensitivity about this issue for ourselves, by the people around us, people that we love, people that make it very difficult to love. We are all dealing with childhood trauma in one way or another, and it does impact us. And we do want to hear from you. And you can call in. Tell us about how childhood trauma has impacted you and your family, how it's been a struggle, how you have dealt with it, how you think that this is something that we do need to talk about. We can't just glaze over it. The number to call in is 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. Michael J. Menard, thank you so much. I think you're on the air.
You're welcome. I'm happy to be here.
Where do you get this 889 Americans die from childhood trauma type causes every day?
Yeah, so I've been on a journey. I am the second oldest of 14 children and realized at age 70, which was 4 years ago, that I and my family were victims of complex childhood trauma, and we never knew that. But there is lots of evidence within our 14 children of the destruction of childhood trauma. So I wrote a memoir called The Kite That Couldn't Fly and began a journey on investigating this whole thing of childhood trauma, because there's so little that's known about it in our society because we've normalized it. So I've written a follow-up book that will launch in March called Greater Than Gravity, How Childhood Trauma is Pulling Down Humanity, and I believe it. And I have a lot of first-time statistics and research based on this four-year research project that proves with irrefutable data that we lose 889 people per day of deaths directly associated with childhood trauma, and we've been counting the bodies all wrong. So I'm on a mission. I'm moving from corporate leader to advocate to raise awareness to this epidemic that is in our country and in our world, by the way, I'm doing all that I can, and talking to people like you is a big part of that.
Well, we have our guests, but we still want to hear from our listeners about how childhood trauma has impacted them. 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. So show me the mechanism. How do you get to, not the number, I don't think the number is that important. We know it's a big number.
Right.
Americans are dying from childhood trauma. How do you get from a childhood trauma to an early death?
Yeah, it's very, it is the question. So when a person experiences childhood trauma at any age between birth and 18 years old, everything changes. So the child gets stuck on the stress response and expects everything to be a crisis, even when there's no crisis. And the flows of hormones, cortisol primarily, flood the body continuously all through adulthood until you have reconciliation and healing from the trauma. So what it does is it destroys the mitochondria in the brain, which starts mild mental disorders. It disrupts the brain's area of the pleasure center, of decision making, and you've heard the term, the body keeps the score. It begins a slow destruction of the immune system, of the hormonal system, and creates mental illness and metabolic disease. They're very closely linked, that cause an early death through heart disease, cancer, suicide, addiction, things that we've never counted as childhood trauma. So if someone ends their life because of the hopelessness of childhood trauma, on the death certificate, it says suicide. But the root cause was childhood trauma. And I have, in my book, Greater Than Gravity, I've documented all of this with references and cross-references of peer report research. And I'm not a therapist. I'm not a doctor, but I'm a researcher. I'm an engineer, and I took this on as a project and found that the numbers are just shocking, and we've normalized it. So with addiction, which is a leading cause of death in the United States, so sadly, 95% of everyone suffering from a substance abuse have experienced childhood trauma. And if you've had four or more incidences of the 10 types of childhood trauma, you will die 24 years too soon. And, you know, I've lived it. I lost two brothers at a young age to heroin, not because they had low character or poor moral judgment. It was because they were self-medicating to relieve themselves from the pain and suffering that comes from their childhood. And now I'm finding that there's 180 million adults that are suffering who have experienced childhood trauma, and we're really doing nothing about it from a systemic point of view.
You call it a hidden epidemic. It's hidden in the way that water is hidden from a fish. Fish don't know that they're in water, but it's all around them all the time. And so once you begin to see how we're surrounded by not just our own trauma, but the trauma of people that we love around us and how they're dealing with it, you recognize It is the sea in which we swim. We're going to take a break here. We're going to continue our conversation. We're going to get Jennifer and Francisco on the air. We're going to hear from them. Please don't go away. I want to get both y'all on the air. And the number to call in is 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK, Greater Than Gravity, How Childhood Trauma is Pulling Down Humanity. We'll continue with Michael J. Menard. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio. Stay with us.
Support for this podcast of The Source comes from Texas Mutual Insurance Company, a workers' compensation provider committed to rewarding policyholders who keep their workers safe and losses low. More at texasmutual.com/TXM Advantage. Texas Mutual. Texans get it.
You're listening to The Source on Texas Public Radio with me on the line, Michael J. Menard. He's the author of the book Greater Than Gravity, How Childhood Trauma is Pulling Down Humanity. Let's go to Jennifer. Jennifer, thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Hi, I'm the widow of a veteran who at age 73 took his life in June. In searching for resources to help, I found the VA website that deals with spouses' suicides. And one of the very helpful comments is on that website that the individual who took his life must have suffered from a flood of pain. And the flood of pain was so great that the only thing to relieve that pain is to make the source of the pain go away. And in my husband's case, it's very clear to me after 43 years of marriage that it was childhood trauma from his parents' constant arguing and loud disagreements. And that's my comment.
Well, Jennifer, thank you for calling in. Thank you for sharing that with us. And let me get a reaction from Michael. What do you hear from Jennifer?
Yeah. So, Jennifer, I'm so sorry for that loss. And the survivors of suicide start their own journey of suffering. And I hope you can find a way to lessen that. But let me respond. First thing I want to say, what was your husband's first name?
Hang on a second. We have to get Jennifer back on. Okay, Jennifer, you're back on. What's your husband's last name? Your husband's name?
Chip Johnson.
Okay. So, well, Chip, you know, I first thing I want you to know is that Chip lived longer than he should have. He was a warrior. He was fighting this hopelessness that began at his childhood. And what happened was that those experiences had created those flows and provided the destruction that it described. And there's four types of disintegration that he experienced: physical, mental, social, and spiritual. It's just a horrible undoing of our psyche. So yes, it was definitely caused by his childhood trauma. As I said, he lived longer than he should have with that type of background. He should have died on average 24 years.
Well, I mean, he beat the odds.
He beat the odds because of courage
and support from others, courage. Probably from Jennifer.
It is known that having a loving partner, someone who does care and knows where the space is open for these discussions, that it brings its own form of healing. But it's such a powerful disintegration that Chip did not have a choice. It wasn't a decision. It's a disease that took his life and is taking lives every day in American society and in the world.
Yeah. I want to go to another caller. Let's go to Francisco. And Francisco, you're on the air.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to comment that in my own personal life growing up, there was some domestic violence, domestic abuse with my parents, my mom, and my stepdad. You know, my stepdad was an alcoholic, so that was a problem that kind of fueled the violence. It was mostly directed at my mom, and I had to witness it. And as the oldest kid, you know, I was the one that was felt more of a need to protect and to be the one to defend. So growing up with that, I think it did play a role in causing some mental health issues that I am addressing. I have addressed with, you know, psychiatrists, and then I'm still in therapy right now. But I think it is very important to acknowledge it, talk about it, and then help people find the help that they need to be able to get the healing that is necessary to move on from it, because otherwise it just keeps showing up in our adult lives in other ways.
Francisco, what a gift you gave us today with your phone call. We appreciate that. Michael, the first person you need to forgive in your life is yourself. If you went through childhood trauma, it has nothing to do with you. You did not do that. But people carry that with them their entire lives. Can you talk about that?
Sure. Yeah. Forgiveness is the very first step to healing, and I know it's difficult. Francisco, it is a blessing that you're calling in. It's also a blessing of your understanding and recognition of what's happened to you, because you're in the minority. My data shows that only 2% of those who have suffered childhood trauma realize that it was childhood trauma and realize that it causes destruction in their body and in their minds. So you're ahead of the game.
Getting help. And help is out there. So we're really short on time, and I wish we had more time, but we don't, to talk about this. But I do want to talk about actionable items that people can do in order to you can't abandon. It's going to always be there, but how to live with it.
Yeah, is that directed at me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So how to address? First, the very first thing is to accept the fact that it happened. That's number one. Number two, understand that you're not alone, because we always feel alone because it's kind of a secret. We don't talk about it. But understand that 180 million adults are struggling in the United States are struggling with what Francisco is struggling with. 50 million of our children will be traumatized before they're age 18. So the journey begins with understanding what it was and then beginning the path of healing, because there is the promise of healing. And it's not just therapeutic services, which are critical, but it's some self-care things that we normally think, especially men, think of as foo-foo or not effective, but the things that restore is mindfulness that can actually rewire the brain's chemistry. Gratitude, having a gratitude journal and focusing on gratitude changes the chemistry of the mind, which then rebuilds the body. Things like sufficient sleep, correct nutrition, body movement, not exhaustive exercise, but just movement. It repairs the mitochondria in the brain that was destroyed by the excess flows of these stress hormones. So that, if you are experiencing disorders or disease, invest in therapeutic services, particularly with a therapist that understands the neurobiology of the suffering adult. Because again, we lack awareness. Most therapists are not schooled in the neurobiology, and they resort to talking therapy, which absolutely is not enough.
And so what do you think, pharmacological, meds?
Well, that, unfortunately, is the go-to. It is not the solution. Sometimes it is required to settle the mind enough to begin a fair-fisted fight. But drugs typically mask the emotion. And what happens in childhood trauma is that those memories, Francisco's memories, he has some of them. Some of them have disintegrated and fragmented, and they need to be brought back together.
Yeah, that initial human bond that you had reflects all your relationships throughout your life, and trying to recreate that is always the challenge. Well, Michael Menard, thank you so much for coming on the air today. The Greater Than Gravity, How Childhood Trauma is Pulling Down Humanity. A lot here, a lot to think about compassion, not just with others, but with yourself. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.